Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We're not talk radio. We are a broadcast classroom. Jason's engineering for us. Thank you, Jason, at Genesis Communications Network. I just wanted to mention a couple quick things. First, I got a call from Bert in California, and Bert, as you know, is a patent holder and an electrical engineer. He designs cell phone electronics, etc., and other radio frequency electronics, and has since probably the 1960s. And so he's joined the faculty. He'll be with us every Friday for the second hour, starting next week. So that's one announcement, and thank you, Bert, for joining the faculty. Second announcement I have is for Ron Gibson. Ron Gibson runs the YouTube channel called The Ron Gibson Channel, and he posts USA Prepares as well as another broadcast every day that we're on the air. And I wanted to mention to Ron Gibson that I'm sorry that we have been banned twice for things that have been said over USA Prepares. One, about the presidential selection, that's with an S, selection. And two, for talking about the coronavirus and COVID, et cetera. And so we've been banned and are currently banned. We are in our second ban, and each ban is 2 weeks. The next ban is going to take us off YouTube. Now, I wanted to mention that we are on BitChute, BitChute.com. So you can do a search and find us there. And I suggest if you like this broadcast class that you do that. And so my message for Ron Gibson today is I'm sorry that that we did this. I didn't know that we would have we were violating YouTube rules. And I have a feeling that this broadcast is going to violate YouTube rules again. Now, the reason I'm willing to do this broadcast, which will probably share information that YouTube does not want you to hear. The reason I'm willing to do this is because Ron Gibson will not be putting this on YouTube because we've been banned for 2 weeks. So even if he wanted to, YouTube wouldn't let this broadcast be played on YouTube. Now, I agree with YouTube. They can do whatever. Excuse me. I agree that they have the right to ban whatever they want to ban. Just like Mike Lindell, who is opening up a channel. I think it's called Frank. And we may end up on that as well. And he says it's for free speech, but he will not allow the use of taking the Lord's name in vain. Now, some people would say, well, that's not free speech. Well, I applaud Mike Lindell for doing that because we don't allow profanity and taking the Lord's name in vain here at USA Prepares either. Okay. So that being said, Ron Gibson, whatever you do, please don't put this particular broadcast on YouTube. Today, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with a friend of many, 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 many years. I know her. Her name is Tracy. Welcome, Tracy.
Hi, Vinny. Sounds like we're all over the target.
Oh, man. And yeah, we really are. Things that Dr. Norm Shealy has said, things that I've said, things that Rich Sheban and Gwyneth and what you're about to say. And so I wanted to read something to you before we start.
Sure.
And that let me find this. Okay, so YouTube has on their website. Tell me if we're going to be talking about any of these things.
Okay.
YouTube does, and it's okay if we do for today. YouTube doesn't, this is from their website, quote, YouTube doesn't allow content about COVID that poses a serious risk of egregious harm. YouTube does not allow content that spreads medical misinformation that contradicts local health authorities or the World Health Organization's medical information about COVID-19. This is limited to content that contradicts World Health Organization or local health authorities' guidance on treatment, prevention, diagnosis, transmission, social distancing, self-isolation guidelines, and the existence of COVID-19. It goes on to say, I'm trying to find the exact, okay. Now, they will not, don't post any content, don't post content on YouTube that includes any of the following. It's a whole bunch of items, but one of them happens to be claims that ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine are effective treatments for COVID-19. Okay. Also, content that recommends the use of ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine for the treatment of COVID-19. Okay, so those are just two of the items that are included in what YouTube is saying they will not allow. Are we going to be discussing any of that?
We'll be discussing all the above.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know what I found? I follow a few people on YouTube, and one guy in particular, he has approximately 11 different YouTube channels. He has to keep switching so all of us can find him because he speaks the truth. He's a big-time patriot fighter for the truth, and that's what you have to do. You just have to rebuild new pages, rebuild your social media. You know, I got banned from Twitter the same week that President Trump did. They took my Twitter page down. And for a little while, it made me angry. You know, I was like, okay. But then I realized, you know, if you're not speaking the truth, why would they ban you?
Well,
why do you have to be muzzled?
Yeah, interesting that you say that, because I received calls and emails of congratulatory nature because we got banned. It's like, congratulations, you made it.
Yeah. I decided to have a celebration after my anger subsided. And mm-hmm. I wasn't even, you know, I was mostly following people. So anyone that you're following in the truth movement, apparently they took all of us down, you know, that were following them. So unless they just went, you know, the president's page and said, whoever's following him, you're all gone. I mean, like, Tracy, the enemy's not following him, you know. They may have kept them right up.
Tracy, I have a question, and answer this any way you would like. I did not mention any portion of your vitae, your experience profile, your resume, your history in the medical profession. I just said that I've known you for years.
Right.
And you've been on the air with me. Would you care to share anything about experience that you had, you know, but I suggest that you protect yourself, because I have a feeling what you're about to say is inflammatory to some people, not to those in our class, but others who are ready with their guns aimed at us.
Right. Well, I've been in the medical field, a nurse actually, for 26 years. I'm married to a family practice DO. We have a real small clinic. He's kind of semi-retired, but just a walk-in cash basis only. We got away from insurance companies telling us what to do and controlling us. And, you know, what I would have to say a little bit about anyone out there, the medical mafia and the pharmaco mafia are real things. I've experienced it for years. We still experience it on a daily basis, as a matter of fact. The doctors can't prescribe what they want to prescribe. They're told what they can prescribe. I've fought many, many times. The most recent fight that I did for one of our patients was his insurance company wouldn't okay his insulin that he uses. He has an insulin pump. He's a young, healthy, fit man. Great, great guy. But there's not enough of us out there that are going to bat for people. And if they work for the big corporations, they can't. They'll lose their job. not only will they lose their job, they'll send them in front of the medical board and all kinds of different things. But
let me explain something.
I had a lot of experience with, you know, the CV. Of course, they call it.
Let me explain something.
You know.
China virus, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me. You can't even say that.
I know.
Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist says you can't say. Yeah, Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist says you can't use the word China and virus in the same sentence.
Right. Right,
next to each other. Yeah. Let me mention something that is different about you and the doctor whom you just mentioned. The doctor whom you mentioned, and you are married. So that means that when you work together, you take home your work and you discuss it way more than a nurse who is not married to a doctor in the practice. So what I'm saying is you experience more, you share more, you discuss more, and you have a more in-depth knowledge than someone who is just an employee who happens to be a nurse. That's what I'm saying. Do you disagree
right.
or agree?
And you know what I've done, Vinny, aside from a nursing degree, I'm passionate about research. Passionate. So I get a lot of information from many of my, you know, friends and acquaintances, and what do you think about this? And when I was banned from Twitter, I also decided I'm taking a social media break, period, because I found that it was making me really, really frustrated that people were going along with and believing the disinformation that's out there regarding the masking, regarding the virus itself, regarding the treatments, and I was being attacked like you get, you know, a lot of us get constantly. And so I took myself off all social media. I've been off maybe 4 months now. It took me a while, too, by the way. The psychological effects of what those entities do to you is like battling a massive addiction. I mean, I was picking my phone up constantly to go, you know, go check and see, did anybody message? Did anybody comment on that post? You know, it took me a good probably 30 days to break myself from the habit of picking my phone up to see what's going on, you know? And then I just did alternative methods of getting information instead. I can research. I can hear things from anyone who's on YouTube, you know, even changing channels or your show. So say you have a guest on your show and they talk about something that I'm not really familiar with. Well, I have a notebook in front of me right now. I write constantly. Might be just one word, and then I go research it. So the point is that everyone has a choice to make, okay? Because we have a walking encyclopedia in our hands, or at least near us constantly. It's not like it was the 90s, early 2000s, and prior to that, where we'd have to literally go to the library, try to know what we're supposed to even look up, right? You'd have to have some keywords in order to find any information. If you go to the encyclopedias, they may or may not have accurate information, you know. And this is what I'm finding out, because history is being written as we speak, not written accurately. It's written to fit a narrative, an agenda. And so at the top of this agenda, are we going to a break?
Yeah, we're going into our first break. Tracy's going to be with us for the full 2 hours class. And I just want the class to know I do not participate in Zuckerberg Media, Facebook, Twitter. I don't participate in it, and I haven't for years. I shut down my account, and I do not have a cell phone, and I haven't had one for years. I used to have one.
Ebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com.
So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Tracy's with us, and she's been a nurse for 26 years, married to a DO, a medical doctor. And Tracy, you were mentioning cell phones, and, you know, there was a time when nobody had one. Then ultimately I got one. I thought, this is really great. You know, how did I ever live without it? And after a while of having it, I had to get rid of it because people would call me because they were bored and they'd waste my time. And when I got rid of it, you know, I was able to drive all the way to the farm supply place and back, you know, without it. And I was able to drive 20 miles to the bank and then 20 miles back without it. And so the question or the comment that I made to myself was, you know, how did I ever live with that darn thing? So I don't have one. I don't have one. Haven't had one for many, many years. And I'm delighted. So I don't have that device where people call me because they're bored and they, hey, what are you doing? It's none of your business what I'm doing. And who is this anyway? I mean, I don't like, and Norm says it so well, Dr. Shuley. He says he doesn't want to be on tap 24/7. And that's right. What happens when you have one of those darn things. Okay. So
well,
let's get into the meat of today's
class. Training program, you know. Where are my kids? Well, my mom, you know, we played in the woods when we were little. We were gone for hours and hours and hours with our friends, causing no harm. Just exploring. They didn't worry about us, you know. Nowadays, of course, text, you know. Text, email, phone calls. It's nonstop, constant. And I've even considered exactly what you're saying. I've considered that. So I'm still working on that process of completely eradicating myself of having access to that. Constantly. But you have to train everybody, you know, in your family, your kids. You're not right there answering the text or, you know, it's created chaos. But, you know, we're in a quote-unquote war, if you will. It's a spiritual war, you know. This is not a political party war. That's what I hope to get across to people today that are listening, is that we're in a digital information psychological warfare war. They don't want the truth out. And before we get too far, and I forget to mention to the listeners to write down a couple of reports that they can find on what I'm going to talk about that lines out perfectly exactly the plan for this CV, the masks, the poke in the arm entirely was planned by the deep state cabal, which is basically the Khazarian mafia and the Phoenician families, which goes back to Cain, okay? That's a lot of information for people to look up, but they need to, you know? I'm called a conspiracy theorist on a daily basis. Used to agitate me, and now I wear it as a badge of honor. Think I'm going to get a button made that I can put on my shirt that says conspiracy theorist. The term coined by the CIA, you know, the I stands for intelligence, which that's the scary thought, during when Kennedy was assassinated. They wanted to suppress the information to the people about what really happened with Kennedy's assassination, so they coined this term of anyone who is questioning the official narrative that you're a conspiracy theorist. And that's okay. I'm over that. Doesn't bother me anymore. So the couple of reports that people can look up are SPARS, S-P-A-R-S, 2025 through 2028. I will give you a website, hold on, that you can get that off of. It's called centerforhealthsecurity.org. And you type in the SPARS pandemic. And you can read that report. It's 89 pages long. Also, the Daigle, D-E-A-G-E-L report is another one. Now, these are both reports that are based off basically Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. They go through and give a detailed list of what's happening right now. And there's good news about all of it, too, so we can get to that later. But, oh, we probably should get to talking about the bioweapon.
Yeah, we're going into our second break, bottom of the hour, news and commercial announcements, and then we'll be back with Tracy, and she's getting into the meat of today's class. You may want to take notes, class, because I think you're going to learn a lot, and this will not be available on YouTube.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A gunman opened fire at a FedEx warehouse facility in Indianapolis, Indiana, late Thursday night, killing at least 8 people and wounding multiple others. The location is near the airport, and the suspect took his own life, is all we know at this time. Kim Potter, the former Brooklyn Center police officer charged with second-degree manslaughter in the fatal shooting of Dante Wright, made her first court appearance Thursday. Potter appeared remotely with her defense attorney, Earl Gray. During the hearing, Potter was told she is not allowed to possess, use, or transport firearms, ammunition, or explosives. She is next expected to appear in person 1:30 p.m. local time, May 17th. Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, said on Thursday that he will no longer be wearing a mask at the Capitol since he is fully vaccinated. At this point, I've been vaccinated. Everyone working in the Senate has been vaccinated. CDC has said in small groups, particularly with people who are vaccinated, do not need to wear masks. End quote. USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Pole position number one for Sunday's NASCAR race. Martin Truex Jr. talks about his recent successes.
Confidence in each other, believing in each other. And, you know, there was a time in my career when, you know, I go back to the Busch Series days, all the races I won there were short tracks. You know, we never won any mile and a half. And I'm like, well, damn, I need to get better at mile and a half. And then, you know, you work on that. And you know, in the Cup Series, it's... You know, every track is tough. Everybody's working constantly on being better at every type of track. But, you know, for whatever reason, for me, the short tracks never really panned out. And, you know, even though we had a lot of great runs over the years, for instance, I think we led the most laps at Richmond, like three or four races in a row, where we finally won there. You know, it's sometimes you need things to go your way. But honestly, I think from a consistency standpoint of being consistent at these short tracks, it's just, it comes down to people and equipment and, you know, that belief in each other. And, you know, as I mentioned, especially at Martinsville, being able to just work on similar things year after year with the same group of guys for the most part and continuing to, you know, improve on small things and really just, you know, believing what they're telling you. If they tell me I need to drive a certain way, I start driving a certain way. And, you know, if I tell them that it needs to do something different, they know it needs to do something different. And, you know, it's just that, that team chemistry that we've had over the years. Has been really good, and we've been able to fine-tune on these places.
America is a historic road course, and it's going to be cool to go there. And then, obviously, Indianapolis road course have no laps there either. So I think figuring those out are going to be fun. That's always a good challenge.
NASCAR in Richmond, Virginia starts at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Tracy's with us, and she's been a nurse for 26 years. Tracy, please continue.
Okay, I wanted to get into what COVID stands for, the Certificate of Vaccination ID. And you'd have to have your head under a rock, literally, to not see that that's happening throughout the country where people are, you know, on their cell phones. I've been vaccinated. You know, give me permission to come into your building or your restaurant or your whatever. This was planned way, way, way back, way. I'm talking starting in the 60s, 70s, and early 80s. There was something developed. It's a bioweapon. I call them nano dots or bot technology. And I don't know, Vinny, if you were able to see the photos I sent to you of some of them that we collected, that they're only observable to the naked eye through a black light.
Yes, I did. I did look at them, the images that you sent me, and I thought that we would discuss that on the air.
Okay.
So you can discuss exactly what
you sent me. We have two patients, verifiably so, that have been attacked with these nanodots. Now, at first, and what I'm going to tell you is that they created all disease. Okay, name something, and I'm telling you that it's been created because it's patented. So if something is naturally occurring, right, that just comes out of nowhere, it's just a virus, why would there be a patent on it? People need to ask themselves these questions. And it's just an itsy-bitsy tiny bit of common sense and doing your due diligence in researching. Turn off the television, put your phone away, and start researching. Because it's readily available. If I can find it, anyone can find it. Okay, so let me get into this a little bit. So everyone's infected by this technology. Now, it was distributed multiple different ways. It's in our water, it's in our daggum food, it's in the sprayed in the air and the chemtrails. And these fibers, some of them look like strings, okay, fibers. And when they've been pulled out and put in a petri dish under a really powerful microscope, there's an ID number on them. So we breathe these, we eat these, they surround our environment, they affect the wildlife, they affect the trees. And I can get into that. I'm not going to have enough time to talk to you about a lot of this stuff, but I had a friend that bagged a deer this last deer season that was sent to the conservation department because when he went to gut it out, it had all kinds of abnormalities. So if you think about it, the deer drink water, they eat the forage. Do you see what I'm saying? It's everywhere affecting everything. So I'm going to explain it the best I can to like almost a kindergarten level because it's really, really technologically advanced. And when you're reading this stuff, you have to stop and use your other device to look up different words and what their meanings are in order to follow it. And that's what I've done, okay, along with a really good friend of mine. She's my best friend, and she's actually affected by this. And this is how we found this to start with, is that her whole house, she was getting eaten up by something, okay? We didn't know what. We thought it was some sort of either parasite or a mite or we didn't know what. Anyway, they sprayed their house underneath their house, their entire yard, with cedar because bugs hate cedar, right? It didn't help. Literally threw everything in the house into the dump because getting rid of things, and actually she can see them to the naked eye where the rest of us can't. We have to use a black light. They love polyester. They feed off of keratin. So in our bodies, our skin, our fingernails, our hair follicles are all keratin-based. That's what they eat, and that's how they survive. There's multiple different levels of them. So there's parasitical ones, there's viral ones, there's bacterial ones. So, and I'm trying not to get off track here, so let's start from the beginning. What they do is they attack our DNA. And they go in, so our DNA is a chain, right? Let's think of it as a chain that we would tie up, you know, maybe, I don't know what, pull a truck with, a chain. So what it does is goes in there and attacks the DNA strands and splits the DNA. Now, if you know anything about medicine, anyone out there, you know that your DNA has to be whole in order for your body to function properly. That's what it's attacking on a microscopic, itsy-bitsy, teeny-tiny level where it's hidden from us. And, by the way, their plan is they're eugenicists. Bill Gates is a eugenicist. His father was a eugenicist. George Soros is a eugenicist. They actually tell the people what they're doing ahead of time. So through movies and different other sources of information, it's part of their quote-unquote morals that they have to inform us of what their plans are and what they're doing. By the way, before anyone uses, they use fear. Their fear is their how they operate. So before anyone gets in fear when I'm talking about this, it's all being reversed as we speak by God and good guys and generals in our military that have been aware of this since actually the Korean War, okay? Of different types of biological weapons and things that they're going to be using on us. So, let's see, where was I? Now, I don't mean to sidetrack here, but I'm going to sidetrack just a little bit because there's a doctor down in Houston, Texas, that has treated 20,000 patients that tested positive for COVID, okay, with hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, a Z-Pak if necessary. Z-Pak obviously is if you have a fever. Now, all of these, the three drugs I just mentioned, are very, very old drugs. Very, very old. And they're very effective. In our practice, we've had four patients in their 80s that did not want to get the swab up the nose, which, thank goodness, there's actually intelligent people out there that said, no, you're not putting that up my nose. No, you're not shooting that, you know, temperature gun at my pineal gland. I mean, we could go on and on. There's so many subjects that you and I could talk about, you know. So we had four patients in. All of them had fevers. We treated them with hydroxychloroquine, which, by the way, we tried to fax to different pharmacies. They would not fill it. They refused to. So we had to go around that and get it and provide it for our patients in clinic. They all got better. They're within a few days. Some of them had to have steroids or a steroid inhaler because it affects our lungs, okay? And remind me to talk to you about remdesivir, the treatment that they were giving in COVID units. I need to tell you about that also. So what happens with these nano dots is that the x-rays from the patients that have pneumonia or, you know, test positive for COVID, which the testing supplies are compromised also, are that they're like glass shards in the lungs. So the pneumonia looks different than if it was just a mucus pneumonia. There's mucus involved also, but there's cutting with glass shards. Well, they form one type of the nano dots. There's, I think, six different types. So there's red, blue, green, and the red ones, by the way, are turning orange. So red, blue, green, there's black strands, there's white crystals, there's black teeny tiny dots. So we've all been infected with this, literally. So one of these dots they make in a lab in colleges, which I could tell you the colleges where the patents are. I would rather not do that, but I can tell you, on glass. So they cut the nanobot technology in glass, which is when you breathe those in to your lungs, and they're activated multiple different ways. So they're activated through sound and light frequency. The ones that I sent a picture of, to you, if you put a radio next to that cup of fibers, they will start dancing. Okay? If you put your finger near them, they draw towards your finger because your body is energy. They move. So my girlfriend, her hair started falling out. So she pulled out a big old clump of hair and put it in a sink and literally lit it on fire. Well, I don't know if you've ever had singed hair, you know, and you see what happens to it. It just burns up and shrivels up. Well, when she lit this on fire, which we have a video of, lit it on fire, it started sparking. It sparked like every so often, like a I don't know how to describe it, but flash, like a flash, 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 flash. It's really, really odd. So, let me see here. I think I covered everything. How it's distributed, the diseases it causes, which is everyone, who it affects, everyone, why it was developed is for population control, and fear, using fear. So we've had some patients. I had two that just this week, and possibly another one. I got a phone call last night of another friend who passed away, who's actually a nurse in the corporate entities that probably had to be vaccinated to keep her job, passed away last night. So we had a patient that was in our clinic about 3 weeks ago. Doc ordered, it was just for a yearly physical, so he got an EKG on him and did all of his things, his blood pressure, talked to him about how things are going, and he was doing just great. And his wife came in the next week and said, oh my gosh, he's feeling so much better. He was just having a couple little minor issues, but his EKG was fine, his blood pressure was great, had no major complaints, and was feeling better. 2 days ago, dropped dead downstairs in their basement, worked for the biggest retailer in the country, and because their frontline workers all were required to get the poke in order to keep their job. So in less than a week's time after the jab, he dropped dead in the basement of his house. It's baffling to me how follow the leader is being played. People have got to take those masks off their face. Take them off. You are being manipulated into a training program. They do not help prevent you from getting anything. And when we come back, Vinny, I'll tell you about the assistant coroner for my area that got fired and why.
Okay, and let's talk about the movie that you sent me as well. We'll be right back with Tracy. First-hand experience.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Tracy's with us, and we're talking about COVID-19. We're talking about the coronavirus, the made in China virus, and we're talking about these little tiny dots, nano dots, and the different types of nano dots. And we're talking about eugenics. We're talking about who they are, and I believe you were talking about the cabal. I've referred to them as the synagogue of greed. Do you think that that is an apt term, Tracy?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
They want power, control, and money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I call them straight from Satan himself.
They can't get enough. They can't get enough. And if these guys that some people think are philanthropists, like Bill Gates.
Right.
Bill Gates, if he truly were, he would say, you know, I can't even, I've got so much cash, I don't know what to do with it. Maybe let's feed the world. Let's stop the chemtrails. Let's stop all of this nonsense. Let's teach people that to be responsible with the number of children in their family. Let's educate ourselves to be better stewards of the earth. Those kinds of things, rather than being a proponent of eugenics.
He could single-handedly house, provide clean water, provide food and food sources, meaning, you know, planting gardens, and feed the entire continent of Africa and still be enormously wealthy himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead, they can get the vaccines to all of the people of Africa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Test them on them.
Right.
I mean, he and George Soros have a vaccine manufacturing plant in Sierra Leone, Africa. Why? They're not scientists. Why
right.
would
and
they
Bill
be
Gates,
creating those things?
And Bill Gates is the guy who is saying that we should spread calcium chalk through the skies to reduce the warming of Earth from the sun.
Right.
What, does he think that no one's going to breathe that? I do have one question for you, Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that these guys, if they are spraying this, if they're putting it in the food and the water and in the air, how do they think they can escape this?
Well, they're not going to escape it, ultimately.
Well, that's a good
And
that's
the reason that they get away with it is because the media outlets are owned by six corporations, including their own people. So the information that everyone is getting in order to create fear is all part of their agenda.
I have a book called, and it was published around 1900, and it's called The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. And if you want to look this up, class, you can look up the key points, just Protocols of Zion, and you'll find it. And by the way, I saw Jumpin' Joe many, many years ago, the plagiarist. I saw him say, "Well, look, guys, I'm with you. I'm a Zionist." That's what Jumpin' Joe said. And you can probably even look it up on the internet.
I guess in their world, they can say they're anything
mm-hmm.
without yeah. any, you know, backing or proof, you know. Obviously,
he also says he's a Catholic.
Right.
He also goes to church, which you know, and when Bill Clinton was under attack for his unzippered zipper in the Oval Office, he would walk around with his Bible, and people bought that nonsense that he actually was a man of faith. So I guess even though we see it, you can't necessarily believe it. That's what I'm saying. So
well,
Jumpin' Joe claimed
warfare.
He was a... Yeah.
I mean, they
Jumpin'
know
Joe
what's going to work, what's going to make the most people fall for this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, our education system is a training camp for compliance. Walk in this
Absolutely.
Line, hold your hand, stand 2 feet apart, don't touch your neighbor, follow the leader, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And not only
if
does
you
it happen
see...
in the education system, but then it trickles out into the parents. Oh, that go and help and, you know, do the little events at school. Oh, they have to walk in a line to go to the bathroom. They have to have, you know what I'm saying? It's a massive control, follow the rules operation.
Our daughter was homeschooled, and she decided that she wanted to take some college classes at the age of 14, so she was the youngest student at the university. And we would drive her back and forth every day. And she would take classes that she wanted. You know, like she wanted to take. She wanted to learn Spanish, and she wanted to learn, you know, different things. So it was just kind of fun for her. And she came home one day, and she said, you know, Daddy, Mommy, homosexuality is just a different lifestyle. It's okay. And I blew a gasket.
Right.
I blew a gasket. I said, it's not okay. It's a sin. It's perverted. It's disgusting. And so that's what they were teaching her at age 14 at the university. Tracy, we're going into the top of the hour break. When we come back, what are we going to be talking about?
Well, we'll talk about anything that you come up with, Benny. Just ask more questions, whatever you want to know.
All right.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.